Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Democrats urge end to shutdown so airport workers can get paid. Maryland Democratic officials, including Representative Sarah Elfrith, and Governor Wes Moore are urging Congress and the President to end the government shutdown so essential workers like TSA agents and air traffic controllers can get paid for their service. They held a news conference at BWI Airport to highlight the impact on workers who are currently working without pay. Republicans blame Senate Democrats for the impasse, while Democrats call on President Trump to come to the negotiating table. Maryland is offering assistance programs, including a federal shutdown loan program, to help federal workers affected by the shutdown. For more information, visit the Maryland Department of Labor website. Government shutdown, by the numbers. The government shutdown continues into its second week as Congress has yet to come to a deal on a budget bill. The shutdown began at midnight on October 1st, the close of the 2025 fiscal year, and the Senate remains in a stalemate over a funding plan to reopen the government. With each hour the shutdown continues, hundreds of thousands of federal employees continue to be without pay or work. This is the 21st partial or full shutdown since the 1977 fiscal year, with 62% of all shutdowns occurring under the presidencies of Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter. More than a dozen federal departments and agencies have been impacted by furloughs as a result of the current government shutdown, with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Education seeing the highest rates of furloughs. Nearly 600,000 workers were furloughed as a result of the shutdown, according to data from agency and departmental funding lapse plans.
Florida International University, Psychiatry, and Industry of Death traveling exhibit educates students on mental health abuse. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, recently brought the Psychiatry and Industry of Death traveling exhibit to Florida International University, FIU, in Miami. This exhibit aims to educate students on mental health abuses and the dangers of psychiatric drugging, especially of children. Featuring immersive audiovisual displays and survivor testimony, the exhibit sheds light on human rights violations such as electroconvulsive therapy and coercive psychiatric practices. Attendees learn about legal protections and advocacy avenues, aligning with CCHR Florida's initiatives on mental health laws and patient rights. The exhibit, hosted by CCHR Florida, was toured by students, educators, community leaders, advocates, and doctors, with many pledging to work towards preventing mental health abuses in Florida. The Florida chapter of CCHR also has a permanent installation of this exhibit in downtown Clearwater, offering a comprehensive look at the history and current state of psychiatry.
Top blockchain leaders to headline Future of Money, Governance, and the Law in Washington, D.C., October 29th. Top blockchain leaders, government policymakers, and financial experts will gather in Washington, D.C. on October 29th to 30th for the 2025 Future of Money, Governance, and the Law event. U.S. Representative Bill Huizenga and global policymakers will discuss responsible frameworks for digital assets. The event will address challenges and opportunities in crypto, digital assets, and blockchain, with discussions on AI governance, national security, and more. The event aims to bridge the gap between innovation and public policy, shaping regulatory frameworks and advancing digital governance. The event will feature keynote speakers, reports on preventing government fraud with blockchain, and a 1920s-themed gala for networking and collaboration. The event is free for the public to attend on the 30th, with priority given to government policymakers, GBA members, and invited guests. For tickets, visit gbglobal.org/gl/tickets. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.